Over the years, I've been accused of having a case of technophobia. Well, that's probably true. I remember the first time somebody got me a computer, which was very nice. That's how they got me into the computer age. I have to say, it scared me to death. Now, look, I'm living in a world of computers, and so I grudgingly at that time said I got to make friends with this computer by learning a little more about it. Some of my non-technophobic friends were explaining computer installation to me, and one of them said, "Ron, I guess we'll have to install a dedicated line." Wait a minute. Wait. That's a word I understood. Dedicated line? Sure. In fact, I understand it even better now, thanks to, computers. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about installing a dedicated line. Now, a word for today from the Word of God comes from 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'll begin reading at verse 20. In a large house there are articles, not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble and some for ignoble purposes. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, in other words, things that aren't noble purposes, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Paul says here that God is looking for vessels that will be reserved for special use. You know, when something has been used by someone famous, it sells for way more than it really seems to be worth. It did myself for hundreds of thousands of dollars because somebody famous used this everyday thing. Things skyrocket in value when someone important has used them. This is talking about how to be someone that God will use. You talk about your life skyrocketing in value. If you're useful to the master and he decides to use you for his purposes, whoa, what just happened to the value of your life? Now, let's go back to that dedicated line as the man explained it to me. He said, "Ron, I think you'll understand this. We have a lot of undedicated lines in the house." Of course, we all have those. An undedicated electrical line is one that you use for lots of purposes. We have a line in our house that could run a hairdryer, lights, toaster oven, but a computer needs a dedicated line, reserved for a singular use. A direct line between the computer and the power supply, so there's no interference, no competition, no intrusion. Now, Paul, of course, didn't know about computers. His word processor was some guy taking dictation over in the corner. But he knew about things being reserved for a special purpose. Actually, people being reserved for a special purpose. You are meant to be a dedicated line through whom God can send his love, his thoughts, his power without any interference and any competition. How you doing? Maybe you've allowed your dedicated body to do things that could not be called noble. Maybe your mouth expresses what a dedicated mouth should never talk about. Maybe your hands have touched what dedicated hands should never have touched. Maybe your eyes have been looking at what dedicated eyes should never have looked at. Maybe you've allowed your dedicated mind to collect garbage. And while you're trying to live pure, your mind just keeps flashing back to those sinful scenes and pictures and punchlines. You're too special for that. Christ gave his life, not just to give you a free ticket to heaven, but to make you clean in a polluted world. He made you with his hands. He paid for you with his life. And now he wants to send his best through you to other people's lives. You're reserved for him, bought and paid for with his blood. But God can't use a dirty instrument. He's a holy God. It's like there's a sign on you that says, "Reserved for holy purposes. Reserved for the master." Your body, your mind, your mouth, your talents are all his. You are the Lord's dedicated line.